Angels Beach It Anywhere. Anywhere. November 20th, 2006. Anywhere. Episode number 56. Anywhere. Two hymn tunes to start the same way. Anywhere. Let's journey. Hello and welcome. I'm Brian Michael Page. Today is November 20th, 2006. We are in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. This is show number 56. I have two hymn tunes in front of me. Both of these tunes have the same identical beginnings, but they also have identical poetic meters. We'll be checking out those two tunes later on today. But first, let's bring in the Jungle Screechers and examine this weekend's liturgical calendar.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Thank you, Jungle Screechers.
Yay!
Well, this week is the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. We have a busy week afoot here. Well, except for today. Today's just a Feria of Ordinary Time. But tomorrow's the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it is said that at the age of 3, Mary was presented by her parents, Joachim and Anne, in the temple. Mary and Joseph, of course, did the same thing with Jesus. That feast, the presentation of the Lord, falls on February 2nd. Wednesday, Memorial, Saint Cecilia, patroness of sacred music. That is a saint that all of us musicians celebrate. Cecilia was a virgin and a martyr. Matter of fact, it was said in her last 3 days, laying in pains from her wounds inflicted by a soldier, she sang songs of praise to God and comforted herself with sacred music. Thursday, 3 optional memorials. First of all, Saint Clement I. Clement was the church's 4th pope. He reigned from the year 88 up until his death in 101. The second one, St. Columban, an Irish missionary who lived up until the year 615. And the third one, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, a Mexican priest who used disguises in his ministry. Basically because it was during the time of the Mexican Revolution, and churches in Mexico were closed, and priests were in hiding. Miguel was killed by a firing squad in 1927, after being falsely accused of a bombing attempt. Now, if you think 3 optional memorials is enough, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Thursday is also Thanksgiving Day. I'm grateful for many things. First and foremost, my family, of course, followed by my career as a church musician. And I'm also thankful for the ability to bring Crystal's Finchin Anywhere to the world.
And I'm thankful for my family, my friends, Crystal's Finchin Anywhere, and most especially, my snow machine. We're gonna have snow, by the way. Just to let you know.
Not me. Mostly sunny and mid-50s this Thursday here.
Not once I get there.
Well, anywho, Friday is the memorial of St. Andrew Dung Lac and his companions, beheaded in Hanoi in 1839. His offense? Being a priest. Saturday, finally, the 25th. Always an option to celebrate the Blessed Virgin Mary. Also optional this Saturday, St. Catherine of Alexandria, one of the 14 Holy Helpers. She was beheaded also in the year 305 in Egypt.
Yesterday, what did we sing at Mass yesterday?
Yesterday we celebrated Mass for the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. We'll start with the Ordinary of the Mass. The Gloria, the Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, dying you destroyed our death. Amen, and the Agnus Dei. all come from Mass of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin. The Lord's Prayer is the chant setting in English as adapted by Robert Snow. For the proper of the Mass, the responsorial psalm, You Are My Inheritance, O Lord, was the antiphon, accompanied with Psalm 16, chanted to Psalm tone 8G. The Alleluia setting was by Robert Twynham, with the verse of the day being chanted to Psalm tone 6F. Hymns for the day, the entrance hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness, text by Jan Struther, sung to the Irish tune Slain, the fourth of four consecutive weeks of that new hymn. The offertory, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, text comes from the Liturgy of St. James, 4th century, paraphrased by Gerard Moultrie, 19th century. The tune is Picardy, a French hymn tune from the 17th century. Now here's the version sung by the choir at Holy Ghost. You just heard it. Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, sung by the Holy Ghost Choir, as arranged by Gustav Holst. Him during communion was Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, written by Karen Lafferty. Now, let me ask you something. When you hear the Sopranos do the Alleluia descant on this, you think Taco Bell's canon in D? Up here, I like to call it the Taco Bell canon with double N. Indeed. And finally, the recessional, Rejoice the Lord is King, text by Charles Wesley, sung to the tune Darwall's 148th, written by none other than John Darwall. And we'll be back.
Anywhere.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity. True Knights Combat Training. Tune in to Podcasting for Purity. Do not give in to the world and die to yourself. Be a true man. Have true strength. True Knights is dedicated to helping men be true knights for their families. To be true husbands, true fathers, and true sons. It's a tough job that calls for tough men. Are you man enough for the challenge?
Spirituality and prayer are not signs of weakness. Not being the spiritual leader of your family is.
It's a tough job that calls for tough men. Are you man enough for the challenge?
Tune in to Podcasting for Purity.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity. True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
Each day, draw your strength from the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God.
Tune in to Podcasting for Purity.
Come to TrueKnights.org.
Brian Michael Page. Seamus O'Reilly. Father Judd McFry. Your Crystal's Fidget News Team presents News from the Blogosphere, live. Good evening and welcome to Crystal's Fidget News from the Blogosphere. I'm Brian Michael Page. Our top story tonight. Francis Cardinal Lorenzo has visited St. Louis on November 11th and gave his minimum recommended requirements for liturgy. The good Cardinal recommends that large parishes offer the Mass in Latin at least once a week, and in smaller rural parishes, at least once a month. Cardinal Lorenzo also states that Latin, quote, suits a church that is universal. It has a stability modern languages don't have, end quote. Hat tip to Jeffrey Tucker at the New Liturgical Movement.
Also with the New Liturgical Movement, and also in St. Louis, John Reeves reports that the last Thursday, Archbishop Burke celebrated Mass for the Pueri Cantores, the church's official program for children's choirs. The good Archbishop is a big supporter of the reform of the reform, and his homily, according to Mr. Reeves, quote, could easily have been mistaken for Trale Solecitudini itself. Trale Solecitudini is the motu proprio issued by Pope St. Pius X in 1903 on sacred music.
Well, that Halloween Mass that ran amok in Orange County is now the subject of a new radio commercial trailer. Many of you have heard last week that during my classical Latin segment, you want to make a mockery of the Lord, we're going to make a mockery of you. Roll the tape!
In a diocese where kneeling is forbidden...
There's nothing demonic by putting on the outfit of a little red devil.
The brouhaha begins.
We had one handing out communion, the last Mass.
Some may think it's bragging rights.
Only at Corpus Christi does the devil himself become the
The goblins and ghouls must play.
Goblins and ghouls, we raise one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Orange County Mass Chopper Uppers. Rated T for Twisted.
Hat tip to the Roman Catholic Bride.
Well, it turns out my son and my wife gave me a couple of articles for the purpose of me creating some really good mischief. First, my son hands me an ad for the Wiggles' official toy guitar. Turns out that guitar could land up in a future religious education conference in Los Angeles. Then, my wife sends me some more cats. One turns out to be the Laughing Cat's evil twin.
One of the readers who frequents our PINet message board gave us the link to a site with original liturgical music by Robert Loretz. musicforliturgy.org. Mr. Loretz has offered his music free of charge for non-commercial parish use. Much of the music is very good. The psalm settings are very chant-like. Some of the best free liturgical music you'll find on the web.
So, how did the bishop get elected? The Diocese of Salt Lake City, who hasn't had a bishop since their previous bishop became Archbishop of San Francisco, has the goods.
Crystal Spinch's own Nick Bayshore has a link to a site where you can print your own music manuscript blanks. Many styles of staves to choose from. Check out the link in today's show notes.
And finally, I stumbled onto this cool little review from Mr. Stuart Robinson, as printed in the website for the Royal School of Church Music. This was an article that Mr. Robinson had written about podcasting. It goes back in July, so the link was to the old feed that he had included. The new feed wasn't even thought of yet. But in his article about podcasting, he included this little paragraph, and I quote, "Perhaps the most off the wall is Christus Vincit podcasting, described as liturgy, music, and fun by Brian Michael Page. And fun it certainly is in places. The subject matter is wide-ranging from music for funeral masses and the exploration of hymn catalogs of St. Thomas Aquinas to the plain song used at Page's church on Rhode Island and a homemade recording of the hymn Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, sung to Picardy. It is also described as the diary and musings of some snarky madman music ministers. Brace yourself. Mr. Page is not short of opinions, but neither does he seem to take himself too seriously." End quote. Christus Vincit.
Liturgy, music, and fun. That's us.
And now here's a tale of some twin hymn tunes. In the earliest editions of the We Celebrate Hymnal, the 1976 Red Edition and the 1979 Tan Edition, there are two hymn tunes with the same beginning five notes. So, do, do, re, mi. Both of these tunes are in 3/4 time. In both of these tunes, the first note, the so, is a pickup quarter note, the next measure consisting of three quarters as well. And then the fifth note, the mi, is a half note. The end result sounds thus. So, do, do, re, mi. These two tunes both have the same poetic meter as well. That is, the number of syllables in each line of text. That is, in both of these cases, 10, 10, 11, 11. The tunes are Hanover, which appears in the early We Celebrate editions with the text, O Worship the King, and Lions, which appears in the same editions with the text, Ye Servants of God. I'm going to play two verses of both tunes in the key of G. Lions, in the old We Celebrate, is written in A, but since the notes stretch up to high E in a couple of instances, I will use the key of G, as it's a more singable key for the average congregation. First, here is Hanover.
Thank you.
That was the tune Hanover with the text, O Worship the King. The text of the hymn was based on Psalm 104 and originally written by William Keith, K-E-T-H-E. William Keith is famous for a more familiar hymn, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. That hymn is part of Holy Ghost's regular repertoire. The text of O Worship the King, most widely used today, is a paraphrase of the Keith text by Robert Grant that he had written in 1833. Now, the Hanover tune was written by William Croft, whose most famous hymn tune is St. Anne, most widely used with O God, I Help in Ages Past. Now, here is Lyons. Now, that one was the tune Lyons with the text, Ye Servants of God. Now, before I give the background of that hymn, let me remind you of these beginnings one more time. First, Hanover. Now, Lyons. That common beginning again. So, do, do, re, mi. Now, anyways, the hymn text to Ye Servants of God, the one you just heard, was by Charles Wesley. The tune, Lyons, that's L-Y-O-N-S, by the way, was written by Johann Michael Haydn. Now, Johann Michael Haydn is also famous for a tune that some of the more traditional Catholics would be familiar with, called O Excaviatorum. And that is a particular hymn that later translates to O Food of Exiles Lowly. The Collegeville hymnal, matter of fact, carries O Excaviatorum. It might still be available by liturgical press. Now, the Pilgrim hymnal, which at least back in the 80s when I was still a teenager, it was used in many churches affiliated with the United Church of Christ. The Pilgrim hymnal had flip-flopped the tunes with the respective text. O Worship the King was sung with Lyons, and Ye Servants of God with Hanover. Now, some of the more recent hymnals, Ye Servants of God is set to yet a different tune called Laudate Dominum. Here is Laudate Dominum, but this will be sung with a different text.
Amen.
Now that there was the tune Laudate Dominum, with the text, O Praise Ye the Lord. The text, based on Psalm 150, was written by Henry Williams Baker. The tune, Laudate Dominum, was written by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. This tune, like I previously mentioned, is beginning to surface in newer hymnals with Ye Servants of God. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
Don't forget, if you like the iPadre Podcast, you'll love the iPadre videocast. So from now on, every time we plug the iPadre podcast, both links, the podcast and the videocast, will be in the show notes. Here's our PodSafe musical guest, Dr. Stephen Kreinberg. You just heard the Fugue in C Minor for Woodwind Trio by Johann Sebastian Bach, cataloged as BWV 847, as performed by Stephen Kreinberg. Dr. Kreinberg comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. He also has a podcast of his own called the Music Professor Podcast. We'll have a link for that in today's show notes. We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin. Brought to you by The Wiggles Guitar, the next wave of progressive liturgical instruments.
More adventures in classical Latin for you. And today, we will attempt to sing O Esca Viatorum, or is it O Esca Viatorum? We're going to use the tune that Brian mentioned earlier by Johann Michael Haydn. Here goes nothing. O Esca Viatorum, O Panis Angelorum, O mana coelitum, e surrientes quiba, duque dine non priva, Corda quarantium. Corda quarantium. O limpa bones amoris, qui puro salvatoris, e cordi plurfluis. Te sisi and te porta, haec sola nostra volta, his una suficis, his una suficis. O Jesu tuum vultum, quem colimus occultum, supanis peciae, facure morto velo, post libera in caelo, cernamus paciae, cernamus paciae.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley, says the man with facial hair. Cast your vote for our new podcast, Christus Vincit Anywhere. Use the link upon the sidebar, you can see it from your chair.
Just a reminder, don't forget to go down and cast your vote, folks. The new link is in our show notes and in our sidebar at crystalsvincit.com. It's a great way to give our show some good exposure. Also, let us know how you feel about Crystals Vincit Anywhere. You can email me at bpage69@yahoo.com, or you can leave a message on our message board. There's a link to that also at crystalsvincit.com. And you can also leave a comment while voting for us at Podcast Alley. While you're at it, you can also leave a note at iTunes as well. And please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Forth. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Hey, before we close our show, we have a few notes to pass along. This news from Amy Wellborn at Open Book. In the Common Repertoire meeting with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Bishop Vignerone of Oakland proposed a process similar to the conformity guidelines for catechetical textbooks. His point was, what we sing at the liturgy is a liturgical text. He said that bishops should take a serious approach to these texts and propose a central conformity review process. If something like that didn't happen, he said, he feared that the music directory idea as proposed would be inadequate to meet the call of Liturgiam Authenticam. And he's absolutely right. But of course, Bishop Troutman of Erie, we all know the Erie bishop and his ilk, shot it down and instead decided to leave it up to the bishops of Chicago and Portland. Yeah, the archdioceses of the two publishers of the greatest hits. I think the good of Catholic liturgy in the United States might be in a little trouble. On behalf of the crew at Christus Vincit, that is Seamus, Father Judd, and myself, best wishes for a happy and blessed Thanksgiving this Thursday. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in next week for another hair-raising adventure that you can take anywhere. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Uno, two, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere. Anywhere.
featured is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and, oh, the Crystal's Midget Network.